Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
Talk sauce. Bo is laying down. It's kind of making me uncomfortable.
it's like we're sharing a bed and I'm just looking into your eyes.
I feel like we're in a therapy session and you're in like the typical like just laying on your back contemplating position.
Well, I'm laying on my side so I can look at the laptop, but essentially that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you should put the laptop on your stomach. Actually, don't do that. That'll be scary.
It'll give me an unflattering angle, make it look like I have a double chin. We can't have that.
Minimum. But anyway, we're back. We're in the backlog. It's the podcast.
Backlog. Talk Sauce. By Talk Sauce. And as you guys may notice, we salvaged an old episode.
Yeah, but they may not know that it was ever broken because we didn't.
Well, Trey noticed.
Yeah, Trey noticed. So here's what happened. Although it's been like 3 weeks since this happened at this point, so you guys might not remember.
It happened while you were in Colorado.
Yeah, but when this comes out, because there's going to be three episodes.
Oh, yeah, right, in between. Right.
We're in the future, because basically we have two backlogged episodes. So anyway, what happened? There were actually two separate issues that kind of became one issue. So Bo and I recorded two podcasts, as we typically do.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Efficiency. And I somehow uploaded the audio for the first one to both of them and didn't notice. I'm not really sure how it happened. And Trey noticed and he was like, you guys aren't going to get away with this.
Seem like a bit we would do.
Yeah, yeah. It's honestly a pretty sick bit. Just to release this.
I wish we had thought of that as a bit.
Yeah. We can put that bit in our back pocket.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, so then Trey noticed that and I was like, oh shit. So I unuploaded that episode and like tried to fix it. But then I found out separately that the audio, Bo's side of the audio for the episode, like didn't upload properly to the software that we use. So we had to figure it out and I wasn't able to figure it out, but Bo was the missing link. He was the answer to all of this.
Because mine wasn't downloading all the way. So I just downloaded. Jack taught me how to download the file as an MP3. And I did. And it timed out.
Bo only knew how to do MP2s before this. Yeah. We got him there.
I was an MP bitch.
Dude. Nice. That's really good.
You know what's crazy? This episode is going to come out like I almost was about to say, like, this episode will come out like quite a bit before Halloween, but never mind. Forget what I'm saying. Have something important though, but you go ahead.
I was just going to say on that note, it might come out right around when football starts. We could get our predictions in, baby.
Oh shit. Yeah, all right.
You know the Talk Sauce audience loves our football predictions.
We should definitely do that. The other thing we need to acknowledge is this is the last episode we're going to record before Doble B-Day.
Oh yeah. Dude, what are you doing for Doble B-Day?
I'm getting together with some friends and we're going to Chinatown to do like a Chinatown dumpling crawl.
Oh my god.
But we're not going to
crawl with
you
last time.
I know.
I want dumplings.
We need to do it.
I might come. I might make a surprise appearance.
That'd be so sick. But we're going to the Chinatown in Queens, which is supposed to be like bigger and better.
Dang.
And then we're going to a Mets game.
That sounds pretty New York, if you ask me.
I'm pretty excited. Usually I get people golfing, but I golfed like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And me and like one of my friends like golfing way more than the other people I usually make go golfing.
Really?
On my birthday.
Yeah. I was thinking about golfing, but it's going to be like 107 on Saturday. And I was like, no shot.
How much do you love
golf? At what cost? Yeah. Yeah. I played in the heat like a few weeks ago and it was fun at first, but towards the end, I was just.
If you did like 9, you could probably do it and have a decent enough time throughout. But like 18 when it's 100 and whatever. Are you doing anything for AAB Day this
year? I don't really have any plans, actually, because I was the trip to Colorado was kind of like a it wasn't a birthday trip, but I was like recognizing
it was not a birthday trip.
Yeah, like the, several people checked my ID and said happy early birthday. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Alex is working on Saturday and Sunday, but I'm trying to.
Oh, that sucks. Because well, your birthday's on Friday.
Yeah, but she works super early. But Cole's gonna be in town.
Oh, that's fun.
So I think I'll just get like the boys together,
just and, abstractly go get drunk somewhere.
Probably, yeah, that's the plan. We're also talking about doing hibachi potentially.
Ooh, I haven't done hibachi in a long time.
There's this hibachi place like pretty close to my apartment in Austin, and it rules. I love hibachi, dude.
Dude, I haven't done it forever. I'd be down to do it when I come.
Dude,
to Austin,
there's no greater thrill then when the hibachi chef gets a little piece of egg and like throws it up into your mouth. And
oh, yeah.
And everybody in the restaurant just starts clapping for
perfectly
you.
Perfectly cooked.
Yeah.
Hey, can you pause it for a sec?
Yeah.
Dude,
so
this is an exciting AAB Day, though, because it's my last AAB Day of the 20s for me. And for you, you survived 27.
Yeah. I was really worried. You know, with me being a famous and an influential individual and all that.
Yeah, and you always
have actually have a
lighter on you. You
still
insist.
A few days. Yeah, I went to college with a guy who like wouldn't carry a white lighter because of that.
That's
and
so
I was like,
annoying.
First of all, you're
how
19.
Nuts did that
second of all, second of all, you're not famous.
Did that drive you crazy?
I mean. I feel like I talked shit one time, then that was that.
It
you know?
Seems like one of those things that would drive you bananas.
Oh god, yeah, good
yeah,
times.
But we got a couple big. The next like 3 AAB days are all equally massive because this one's my last of my 20s. You survived 27. The next AAB day, I turn 30. It's the last of your 20s, and then the one after that. We are both in our 30s.
We should, for one of those, we should do something like insane.
I know. We need to figure out which one, though.
Yeah.
Like, would it make the most sense when it's the one when you turn 30? Because we
probably
be in our 30s.
Because we're both 30. That's what I would think. What would we do?
Thailand.
That'd be sick.
That'd be
we'll,
awesome.
We'll both all probably like be better off financially, I would hope, than we are now.
Based too, on so. What?
Yeah, true. Age. Yeah, maybe it'll be way worse. The stock market's gonna crash. AAB Day will be all we have left. maybe we could do some like big trip or something. Maybe
that'd
do like a
fun.
golf slash party slash fuck fest. Of course.
Get a couple ladies of the night off Craigslist and pop out of cakes.
Thailand's a good spot for that.
Oh, for sure. Dude, yeah, it's crazy though.
Yeah. Are you tripping at all?
No, I don't think so. I was talking about this with someone recently, and it was like, I think because I started like getting gout and stuff when I was like 21 that I've made peace with aging a long time ago. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
like it doesn't freak me out like that because like I never really had my 20s to the fullest degree, like from like a health recovery standpoint anyways. You know, so it's like whatever, who cares.
That's a fair point. I think for me too is like I know so many people and like work and are friends with so many people who are like in their like mid-30s that it's just I was like, oh, you can still be a person. I feel like when I was younger you perceive 30 as like, oh, you've got like a family already.
Yeah, for
<You know>?
Sure. For but, sure.
Yeah.
So then like when you actually meet people in their 30s, it's like, oh, we hang out.
Yeah. You can still do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just you can still tell people you're 27. Yeah. There's nothing stopping you.
That should be like a bit that you and I do. Like we we both stick to an age, like it's like 29 or something.
What if we just tell everyone we're 35 instead right now?
Like starting now. I was born in 1988.
I was fortunate enough to be alive for 1 year of Reagan's presidency. Got to experience America's greatness for the first year of my life. Really set the tone for everything else.
Yeah, trickle down economics. We're really starting to set in.
I was indoctrinated, you know.
Oh shit! I'm impressed you knew the Reagan's term off the top of your head.
It came up in something I was doing the other day. I was reading something or something, and it said 1985 Reagan just started his second term. Oh, it was a podcast I was listening to, so I just did some quick math.
No, that was pretty sweet, dude. I'm impressed.
Well, actually, it might have been because Clinton became president in 92. Which means George Bush Sr. was president in 88. So I was wrong. I was born during George Bush Sr.'s presidency. But he was Reagan's vice president, and that's pretty cool. Less cool, though.
It's way less cool. We could be 36.
No way. No,
we just need to date back to Reagan's presidency. Imagine being so Republican that you lie about your age to say that you're alive during Reagan's presidency,
even just for a fleeting moment of it.
Man, it's all been downhill from there. Oh god.
That's so funny.
So we cut off abruptly at the end of the last episode, the Colorado shenanigans.
Yeah, for no reason other than it seemed like it'd be funny to not acknowledge it for a full week.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're titling this episode Colorado Shenanigans. And yeah, Colorado Shenanigans Part 2.
Parentheses, Boogaloo. Revenge of the Rockies. Yeah,
that's great. Write that down. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so where were we? I went to Red Rocks and saw the Strokes. That venue is unbelievable. Dude.
It's the coolest venue in the world.
So cool. It was kind of crazy because we got dropped off like at the bottom in the bus. And you have to walk really far.
Yeah, it's like,
like uphill a lot. I was like, what the heck is going on? But yeah, that venue is unbelievable. Yeah, like I've never seen another venue where people, like, there were people on our bus who didn't even know who the Strokes were, but just went because they were in town and like wanted to go to a show at Red Rocks.
Whoa, that'd be crazy. It's like, that's how you see the Strokes. You're just like, yeah, fuck it. It's a Red Rock show.
But they were sick. I feel like just seeing a rock band is the best live.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I just want to see some people wail. You know what I mean?
And they seem like the type of band where it's like, they know what you want to hear when you go to a Strokes show. They like play the hits.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was fortunate for me too, because they're like one of the few bands where I know like all of their songs because I've listened to them so much. So I basically just knew every song that they played.
And you just get to sing along for 2 hours.
It was so fun, dude. And it was just beautiful out there, man. It was kind of crazy too, because it's like, so the way that it's laid out for those unfamiliar, there's basically like a mountain. You're like in a mountain kind of.
Yeah.
And there's like mountain behind you. And then in front of you is the stage. And then below, like way far away, is the city of Denver. And it was interesting because if you're looking forward in the sky at night, there's like no stars. But if you turn around, there's no light pollution and there are like a shit ton of stars.
So sick.
It's crazy, dude.
Colorado's the best.
Yeah, that venue's unbelievable, man.
Did you, like, how much does that place charge for like beers and stuff?
Probably a lot. I'm trying.
You didn't have a beer there?
I surely had a beer. No, I definitely did. But I don't even remember how much it cost, honestly. It was probably like $12 or something.
I'd imagine at least. Yeah. It's definitely dub digits, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. I was at a concert in Austin. I think it was Weezer. And they had like those, you know how concerts will usually have the like 16-ounce beers.
Yeah.
Instead, because so they make you feel like you're getting a little more bang for your buck, but you're not. They had Bud Light and they had Michelob Ultra. And I was like ordering, like I got myself a Bud Light and like was getting Alex Michelob Ultra. And after I bought it, the freaking Bud Light was like $10 and Michelob Ultra was $15. And I was like, Michelob Ultra is not $5 better than Bud Light.
No, no way. Bud Light is a better beer, I think.
Yeah, I think I prefer it. But anyway, yeah, predatory pricing, man, sucks.
It's brutal.
Actually, that's not what predatory pricing is.
It's predatory pricing to me.
Yeah, it feels predatory.
It doesn't feel predators nice. it doesn't feel like someone's doing us a solid and be like, yeah, hey, I'm doing this really cool thing for you where I charge you $15 for a beer.
Yeah, they just trap you there and they know you're going to drink beer regardless of what they charge.
Yeah, for sure. Did if you are at a bar, I'm sure we've talked about this on the podcast. What's your go-to like cheap beer?
Honestly, I drink Miller Lite like all the time.
Lite's good.
That's basically all I drink is Miller Lite.
It's not my first choice, but I'm never disappointed if it's there. First, honestly, dude, probably Miller High Life. I think Miller High Life is a legit good beer.
I haven't had it in a while. I need to try it again. I pretty much just always drink light beer.
Yeah, I probably should start doing that more, but I don't know. There's something about getting the glass of the Miller High Life and a shot of whiskey that I'm like, this is the best thing you can order at a bar.
The beer shot combo.
It's my favorite thing to get at a bar. PBR would be my number two, probably.
Respect the PBR.
Miller Lite would probably be three. Or actually, Modelo would probably be three. Then I'd say Miller Lite.
I respect that.
What about you? Top five.
Top five? You only did three.
I did four.
You did four?
I'll do one more. Fine. Modelo. You know what honestly isn't bad that I had yesterday before I had food poisoning when I thought I got through I fucked up by having a beer yesterday? Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock, I have like a lot of college memories of getting a 30 rack. The first time I
ever had it was in Denton when really? We went to that drive-through liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first time I'd ever seen
it. We were always drinking Rolling Rock in Denton. It was like the beer of Denton for some reason.
Because it's green.
I guess, yeah. But you know what's funny, too, is that everyone drank PBR. And then, I forget, it was like Montucky or something became a thing there. And it wasn't before. And
is that the one where it's like a blue can with like a horse on it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a cool can though.
Yeah, but it became a thing and it was like new and not like known. So everybody started drinking Montucky because people were just like hipster.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my top beers, cheap beers is the stipulation. Miller Lite, as I said, will be number one. And then it's going to be a Mexican lager, I think, at number two.
Like Modelo.
Yeah.
Modelo is so good.
It might be Corona.
Corona's really good too.
It's probably Modelo. I feel like Modelo, Dos Equis, and Corona are all like the same.
Yeah. Like it's like if you had to do like a blind taste test, I don't know if I could distinguish.
Yeah. So I'll probably do one of those three as number two. Number three, maybe Lone Star. I like a good Lone Star.
Oh, dude, Lone Star. I never see Lone Star under here, but if I could order Lone Star more, it'd be like top two, probably.
Yeah, yeah. So those are the top three, I would say, is the Miller Lite, any Mexican lager, and then a Lone Star. I also like, there's this beer called Love Street. Have you had it before? It's Carbach, and it's a blonde. It's like craft beer, but it's usually cheap in Austin because it's like an Austin beer.
Oh, sure.
I think actually, where is Carbach? It might be in Houston,
but it's like a Texas beer.
Yeah, let me see where. Yeah, it's in Houston. I lied, but yeah, it's a Texas beer, and they have it like all over the place. I really like that one. Then, gosh, I need one more. I don't know if I can do another. I'll always just do like random craft pilsners too.
Yeah, I have to like be in the mood for like a craft beer, I think.
Yeah, it just depends. If I'm getting something light, I can do it like all the time. But
yeah,
I usually just pick one of the cheapest beers.
Yeah, that's part of why I'm like that's all I drink, because it's like hard to justify spending like $5 on a Miller High Life or like $11 on like
it's not that much
of a difference. And I legitimately think that like cheap level of beer, like where Lone Star exists and stuff, is better beer than like craft beer most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, they know what they're doing. They've got it down to a science. Yeah, there ain't no craft about it. It's a goddamn science.
They're all business, bro.
Dude, I totally lost my train of thought. I was going to say something else.
We have to finish your Colorado story, though.
Yeah. Should we do part three in like 2 weeks from today?
Part three comes out in a month. You'll have been home for a month.
Yeah. So I want to look at a calendar real quick, because I'm trying to figure out if the NFL season will have started. We got to get our picks.
It's crazy that preseason and stuff is happening.
Dude, I'm so excited. Okay, so this will probably come out, or one will come out on Wednesday the 23rd, then it'll be the week before Sunday, so I think we can get some picks in.
Nice.
But anyway, my Colorado trip. So after the show the next morning, which was a Tuesday, we drove to Breckenridge. So we rented a car, drove to Breckenridge.
What kind of car,
dude? At first, I had rented like just the cheapest car they had, and they were trying to give me like a Nissan Volt, and they were like, "Yeah, you'll figure out." It was like all electric, and they were like, "Yeah, you'll have to like figure out how to charge it and stuff. There's an app." And I was like, "No way am I like," because I was planning on driving a good amount. Like, first of all, Breckenridge was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So I ended up upgrading to a Nissan. I don't remember what it's called, but it was a Altima. It was like a full-size sedan. It was actually really nice. It was new, so drove that. We went first to Golden. You ever been to Golden?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah, Golden was pretty sick, because it was like on the way out of Denver.
Yeah.
So we went and checked out Golden, just like a little town, kind of close to the mountains. It's where the Coors Brewery is. Mm-hmm. Coors actually might throw into that beer list.
Oh, Coors for sure. Banquet beer.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, throw that in there. So we went there, just kind of chilled, and then drove to Breckenridge and basically just like walked around and like chilled in the town. The weather was amazing.
Breckenridge is the shit, dude.
It's awesome in the summer. I had never been in the summer.
Ski sounds are better in the summer, dude.
They are so cool in the summer. The weather is just perfect.
It's perfect, and it's so pretty. I think I would rather be in a mountain town in July than in March.
Yeah.
Well, I love skiing and stuff, but I think I like everything else about skiing
more.
Sometimes.
Dude, in our view, and the place was so much cheaper, like, compared to skiing. And we had, like, it wouldn't have been quite ski in, ski out. It would have been fine, but we just opened, like, the front door, and there was just this amazing view of the mountains and everything. And I was like, this rules,
dude. So awesome.
So we went there, and then we basically just like chilled, did like a couple little hikes around and that kind of thing. And then we did like the two bigger things that we did. So, you know, Frisco, you know where that is?
Yeah.
It's like down not Texas.
No, I know Frisco.
It's like down the mountain from Breckenridge. And we rented these these electronic assisted bikes. And we rode down from Breckenridge to Frisco. It was like 10 miles.
Oh,
and it was
beautiful,
dude. It was like unbelievable. Like the view, you're basically like going through the mountains. There was like this beautiful lake like on the way. It was so sick. And then we like had lunch down in Frisco. Frisco is so pretty.
Yeah. That,
I think it like might be prettier than Breckenridge. Like there's not as much to do, but I just took some pictures in there, and it was, let me see if I can show you this picture. And Hold up.
Where
is it? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Can you see it?
Oh, dude, that's gorgeous.
But yeah, there's just like mountains right there. And it's just, God, it was amazing.
So sick, dude.
And then we rode the bikes back up, which actually ended up being pretty hard.
Yeah.
even though they were like, they had electronic assistance, it was still like a good amount of work to get back up there. Yeah. It was like an hour each way, the bike ride. But so we did that. That was like a ton of fun. And then the other thing we did, we went to Buena Vista, which was like an hour away. Which was a crazy drive. We like, you have to drive like over a mountain. Like there were a lot, like just all these crazy turns, and you're going like 20 miles an hour the entire way. And then Whoa. You get to the other side. And we actually drove through Fairplay, the South Park town.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I know where this is. Did you stop and look around the town?
We didn't stop, but we
you should have, dude. I did that one time.
Yeah. We drove right through there. It was cool. Like we actually did stop and use the bathroom, but I didn't see anything like cool. But yeah, so we did. It was nice though. And then didn't really have time to stop because we went and we did whitewater rafting.
That's
in Buena Vista,
sick, dude.
And it was awesome, dude. It was apparently it's like one of the best places in the country to do it. And it had it was in a canyon called Browns Canyon. It was like this 3-hour trip, and it was mainly like super relaxed. But then every once in a while, there would be a pretty cool rapid. The guide let me, like, he sat in my seat at one point and let me, like, paddle the
No
raft.
Way.
Yeah. He was like, does anybody want to steer the raft? And, like, no one was saying anything. And he's like, you sure? Nobody? And I was like, fuck it. I'll do
it. Yeah, yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though. I didn't go down any, like, actual rapids. There was, like, a small one. But, yeah, it was, dude, whitewater rafting is so much fun.
I've always wanted to do it. I've never done it.
Dude, maybe that's what we do for Doble B Day. We could ride a raft off Niagara Falls.
Dude, Colorado would be a perfect Doble B Day. And I know we flirted with Colorado for years for Doble B Day because we can golf, we can party, we can.
It probably would
be
the best spot for it. Honestly.
And it's like not that hard for anyone to get to.
It's so
whoever
easy,
wants because
they
come.
Have that massive airport, so there's always flights in.
Yeah, and like Joe lives there, so like anyone who wanted to come, it's not like, hey, we're making you go to fucking Brazil or whatever the fuck, you know, like,
yeah,
like it's like from Austin it's probably like a 90 minute flight or something.
I think it's like 2.5 hours actually.
Oh, okay. But that's
still, but I mean, terrible. It's still quick. Yeah, you can watch almost the entire Nice Guys on the flight.
The Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell movie?
No, that's the
The Ryan Gosling Russell Crowe movie.
Yeah,
that's a good movie.
I had seen it before. I loved it. I watched it recently and I was like, this movie rules.
Ryan Gosling is so funny when he wants to be. Dude, I'm jealous. Your trip made me fucking long for Colorado so
dude,
much.
Yeah, we should do Doble B-Day there because playing golf up there during the summer is probably insane. I bet it's awesome.
Yeah, well, let's figure out, like, I mean, in theory, based on what we said here, we've 2 years, but I mean,
yeah,
we don't have to wait 2 years. We could do next year. We could do 2 years if we wanted to. We could do it whenever.
Yeah.
But I would be down to do Colorado for dope.
I feel like that's the spot to do it. I love so Colorado, man. Just driving around the mountains,
dude,
I'm like
the
giddy the whole time.
It's the best. Dude.
It's so pretty. It just makes you feel good. Like, yeah. I don't know, being around it.
It rocks. I miss it so much.
Yeah. I think that concludes the trip. Oh, and then we went back to, so, and we were initially going to drive from Breckenridge, like, to the airport, but our flight was at, like, 10:45.
At night?
And that was just,
At night?
No, in the morning. So it was, like, kind of early to leave. So we ended up, like, cutting the Airbnb short by day, and they gave us a full refund. It was cool.
Oh, that's
and then,
nice.
Yeah, and then we booked a room. We somehow got like a deal. It was like less than $200 at the Embassy Suites, like downtown Denver, and it was like sick. They had like free drinks and stuff every day.
Whoa!
Even though we were only there one day, and
so you guys like went out in Denver that last night.
Yeah, and we met up with Joe and his girlfriend again. So we all like went out.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was funny because we saw Joe. Was like, man, it feels like you guys have been here for so long because we saw him on like one Friday or Saturday or something, and then the next Friday. So we saw him on two weekends.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was a blast though. Yeah, it was good to see him.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
So that's my story.
And are you sticking to it?
I actually made all that up.
Yeah, I wouldn't stick to that shit. Yeah. If I were you, bro.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.